Son, never stop learning.
90% of pre-seed rounds on Carta in Q1 2025 were closed using a single instrument, the SAFE. Not convertible notes, not priced equity rounds, SAFEs. That one data point tells you something critical about where the earliest startup capital actually lives right now. And yet, most audio founders walk into investor meetings armed with the wrong story entirely. They lead with features. They talk about their app's interface, their compression algorithm, their playlist logic. Investors nod politely and pass. The problem is not the product. The problem is the pitch. Think of it this way. A cartographer does not sell paper. They sell the ability to navigate unknown territory. Your audio startup is not selling a listening experience. You are selling a fundamental shift in how humans consume information, build habits, and move through the world without looking at a screen. That reframe is the core of the Resonant Vision framework. It starts with one clear, declarative sentence that states your company's purpose, not your feature set. Sequoia's guidance on pitching is direct on this point. A strong pitch opens with that single sentence, then immediately explains the customer's pain and the shortcomings of every existing solution. For an audio founder, that means naming the problem precisely. Attention is fragmented. Screens are exhausted. The ear is the last unclaimed channel for deep, durable engagement. Say that out loud. Own it. Now, the key idea here is what separates a forgettable audio pitch from a fundable one, the why now argument. Investors expect founders to explain why this opportunity exists at this specific moment and why no one has already built it. For audio, the answer is structural. The hardware ecosystem matured. Wireless earbuds crossed a critical adoption threshold. Voice interfaces normalized ambient audio interaction. That convergence created a behavioral opening that did not exist 5 years ago. Pair that with the market section of your pitch. Identify your target customer precisely, then characterize the opportunity. Remember, you are not pitching the podcast market or the music streaming market. You are pitching the utility of the ear, a screenless attention layer that sits on top of every existing category. That framing expands your addressable market and signals to investors that you understand the deeper behavioral shift at play. The commodity trap is where audio startups lose valuation before they even reach a term sheet. For example, a founder pitches a premium audio content platform and gets priced like a media company, not a technology company. That happens because the pitch never articulated a durable, defensible value proposition. Sequoia's framework is clear. The solutions section must explain why your value proposition is unique and capable of enduring. That means discussing your competitive moat directly. Name your direct competitors. Name the indirect alternatives, including silence, podcasts, and YouTube in the background. Then explain precisely how you win. Is it proprietary audio AI? A creator monetization model that incumbents cannot replicate? A hardware-software integration that locks in retention? Whatever it is, say it explicitly. Carta's data shows that hardware startups in Q1 2025 carried some of the highest SAFE valuation caps across all industries tracked. That means investors will pay a premium for audio plays with a tangible technical layer. Use that. Build your pitch around the defensible architecture, not the content library. The takeaway from this entire framework is deceptively simple. Your seed pitch must do one thing above all else. Make the investor feel the inevitability of the behavioral shift you are describing, and then make them believe you are the team positioned to capture it. That means connecting your founder's specific experience to this specific opportunity, explaining your business model clearly, and, when you have financial data, including it. A compelling vision, as Sequoia frames it, describes what your company could have built several years from now if execution goes well. For an audio startup, that future is a world where the ear is the primary interface for commerce, education, and connection. Your job in the pitch room is not to prove that world is possible. It is to make investors feel they cannot afford to miss it.